Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on planet Earth. Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines. You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show. Now live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
Great morning, and welcome into Truth Be Told on, of course, The Truth 101.7 FM. We're live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am Homa Blow, joined along with my co-host, the legendary Doc B.
What's good now? All right. And I'm going to do a Bailey. I'll take that. I'll take it.
Yeah. And MC Damian Elzy.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, woke up to snow this morning.
Woke up to a lot of things this morning.
What'd you wake up to?
I woke up to my car not starting, brother. It was a rough morning for you.
Your car hit the snooze button?
Man.
You know,
I was already already running a little late, but I wasn't late because I only lived 3 minutes away, so it was only going to take me.
Talk like black people. I wasn't late.
I wasn't late.
I was late.
I wasn't going to be late.
I wasn't late. Just to clarify for the other audience.
I wasn't going to be late.
You're going to learn today, though.
Right. But... you know, when the black beauty started acting funny, because I got a black Camry. Me and Homer got the same type of car. I got the black Camry. Mm-hmm, once it started acting funny, I was like, oh, no, not today, baby, not today. So, you know, you get to talk to her all nice.
I know, right?
I'm talking to the car all nice, like, no, not today, baby. Come on, just turn over
for me. Like plants. Like people talk to their plants.
Right.
You talk to
maybe
it'll
work. You know.
And you call it black beauty?
Yeah.
Like was that Green Hornet?
Was it Green Hornet?
Green Hornet color, yeah. Black Beauty. That was the car, the crazy Rolls Royce.
Come on, baby. You know, just start up for me, baby. Come on, baby. Just start for a second.
Not pimp.
The black exploitation. That was the black exploitation.
Right.
You know, you get the conversation.
So it didn't start. And so I had to catch
some nice oil for you. I'm going to get some heat.
I had to catch an Uber here. And shout out to my Uber driver. He might be listening because I told him this is where I was coming. Shout out to him. We had a whole conversation about the car. He's like, yeah, man, you got to get your battery changed. Real, he put me up on game real quick.
In the end,
you're going to have to get it changed, man. Just spend that $100 and go and get that battery, put it in, and because you'll be out somewhere far. It won't start. You'll be stuck.
That's right.
He didn't offer your fare on it, though.
It's
a business.
He's going to want
you
his money.
You ain't too far going to see that.
I was just saying.
He probably going to want it.
It's in the app, man.
Put something in on it.
Listen, it's already documented.
Can't refund it?
When you call the Uber, you feel what I'm saying?
It's already spent.
And I just gave him a good tip. So there you go.
Are you going to say if you are DJing somewhere and then the person said, man, listen, man, you know, I know it's my party, man, and I know you came and you set up and you did everything, man, I'm late to my own party because my car wouldn't start. And I know it's like you'd been working 3 hours already, man, and I was supposed to make my grand entrance 2 hours ago. But man,
I'm gonna give you a ride back.
No, man, I'm just saying, can you put something on it, man?
The balance?
Nah, I got
on the balance?
Yeah, no, I got that. Because man, listen, I gotta get me a new battery.
Why you gotta make that voice like that?
You sound like you're about to cry. That's the voice they make.
God bless us all, Tiny Tim voice.
Right. So what you gonna do? You gonna say it's a business. You ain't too far gone to see that yet, right?
Every situation has its own.
I'm just saying, how would you handle it?
We would talk about it. No. We talking about him.
I'm talking about you right now. Would you give the money black?
Oh, man.
No, because what had happened was, just say
you better
it,
say no say before ones, somebody man. Try it at your next gig.
It's all
somebody that's already in effect, right?
You just gotta be like, no, I'm
that's
sorry.
That's a man Homer conversation, but it's a DJ conversation.
Gotta,
Ricky, know too. Ricky,
you gotta put your pimp talk on and be like, no, I'm sorry. Contract has already been signed, and you know,
baby, need new shoes. Mama need a new dress. You know what I'm saying? You know,
I just saying we talking a lot of donations, man.
Still,
tis the season of
still called the blues.
He believe, you know, he does Christmas giving. Extended.
Christmas is talking about me. We talk about you and your DJ sponsorship.
Yeah. But, you know, basically, it's really a time that when we get into this, and especially if you're from any region that has a winter with snow and ice, it's when they talk about winterizing your vehicle, I mean, we really have to take that serious because a lot of black people, in my opinion, we choose to just wait till it happened. So we ain't went and made sure that the battery is right.
I'm black people. I am black people. If there was ever a question about if Dame Elsie was black, and under that description, I am black people.
Yeah, but you know,
I didn't look at it, and it had a little corrosion on it and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a long story. See, I went to Walgreens the other day, and I got something.
You're supposed to say what had happened was.
What had happened was, I went to Walgreens a couple days ago, right?
We're going
to
keep it black.
And I'm getting out the car, and it's a panhandler there, and he's sweating me. I'm like, man, you ain't going to let me get out the car? And you standing next to the door, like, asking me, let me walk up to the stove first. He's walking up to the car. And so that threw me off.
You
left my lights on. And I left my lights. But I was only in Walgreens for like 10, 15 minutes. So it shouldn't have been that bad.
It was cold outside.
But it was cold. So I get back to the car. Car won't start. I call my cousin. My cousin Trent. Shout out to Trent because I know he listened to 101.7 The Truth. Shout out to my big cousin. Love you, brother. He came through. Him and my auntie came through. On the way to the hospital to see my niece that did something. So that's how much he was like, I'm going to take care of you first. And then I'm going to go shoot my mom to the hospital. So he came, jumped me. Car started up real easy. Drove it around for a little while. Mm-hmm. Went home.
I'm going to do a pause and let you say he didn't jump you. He gave you a jump.
He gave me a jump.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, Cameron. But you're right.
Whatever y'all do is, that's incest and never mind.
Pause was accepted. So let's move on. Pause was accepted. And it's not denied. And so he jumped the car. I drove it around. You know, you say you got to drive it around.
Absolutely.
So I drove it around.
Yeah,
went to the crib.
You got
to
get
him. Parked him in the garage, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Went back out there to check on it later on.
Right.
And then it
renewed your roadside assistance.
It wouldn't start. I need a battery. But it was late at night, and I had to be at the radio station in the morning. So I just called an Uber to the radio station yesterday, called an Uber back to the house, called my cousin again to take me to go get a battery. And then when he pulled up, I was like, well, you know, he said he had something to do. So I'm like, okay. You know, he didn't say that, but I'm like, I figure he got something to do. So I'm like, okay, you could just jump me, and I just go and you could jump the vehicle. And then I do the silly. But it's accepted because I did it twice. Listen, let me finish my story. It's a long story, but I'm getting to the end. So I was like, you could just jump me. You could jump the car, and then I can just go on my own. Chill out, Ricky. Then I can just go on my own. And then it started up by itself.
Right.
It started up. So I drove it around for an hour or two, did some other stuff, came home.
You didn't renew your AAA?
No, I came home.
That part you didn't do in the middle of that.
Listen, I'm not doing that. Black Beauty, you know, you get no dope.
Y'all got your own relationship, right? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Let him get it, because we need to talk about the importance of winterizing before we get to our first break.
So then I jumped it. I mean, so then it started. And then this morning, I parked it last night. It was fine. Then this morning I get into it. It don't start back up again. So my guy in the Uber was like, dog, it's the battery. It's got to be the battery. It's nothing else but the battery. So you just got to spend it because it's got charged and it don't have charge. It's the battery. It's cold. It's low. When it warms up, it'll get the charge back. But you can't go through that.
Absolutely.
So there we go.
Absolutely.
Winterizing is important.
Yeah, and you'll end up spending more money trying to get Ubers and all of that kind of stuff than spending that $100-something knowing that you got 5 years or better on that new battery.
And wearing your starter out.
You know,
absolutely.
And you know,
they got us.
It's an important factor that, like I say, a lot of times we don't think about it until we get into those situations. Mm-hmm. And like, how many black people really have the safety gear in their car? Do you have a blanket in case that happens while you out on the road somewhere? Or you know what I'm saying? Do you have the flashlight? Do you have the hazard triangle that you can put out so people don't run into your vehicle? You know, all of those kind of things, flashlights, the whole nine, and some salt. Have some salt in there, sand, the different things jumper cables.
Like it's 1999.
Right. You feel what I'm saying? Like it's jumper cables and all of that. And I think that we all need to remember remember that, and having the proper coolant in your vehicle and the de-icer, windshield washer fluid, like all of those things because of where we live, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
those could be. Some.
You need those things, and I don't have them.
I want to applaud you though for still coming to work, because you obviously you didn't have to, and it would have been a great excuse reason. I appreciate you coming, bro.
You can't. You know,
it would have been the truth.
I don't have the capabilities of doing this job from home, so it was either come or not get paid. Right. So those are the options in that situation.
You're not making it seem that
like in my day job, I can work from home. So if a car don't start. Russ, fam, he gonna be like, all right, bro, do it. So I would work from home.
Russell Stamper, the Sagittarius. Is that Russell? I'll just make a shout out. That's who we was talking about.
Thank you.
Everybody's one. You know, that's Russell Westbrook. I don't know.
That's one. That's one Sagittarius mentioned. Homer, do you know our rules with Doc B?
No, but I can only imagine. But give me the rules.
His Sagittarius mentioning is overboard.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It is.
And so whenever he's up here, him and I up here together.
That's touchy.
We have Ricky keep tally of how many times he mentions Sagittarius. And that's one. So at home
or Swagittarius. Or Swagittarius.
That counts for two.
Two.
That counts for two. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Ricky.
So yeah, you're gonna learn today. listen,
good morning.
A few things that we're going to definitely try to get into. With the banning of TikTok looming on the 19th, of course, China is looking to try to sell TikTok to guess who?
Meta.
Elon Musk.
Oh, Elon Musk, huh?
Elon Musk.
I would have guessed Meta, because they try to have a monopoly on all social media. But Elon Musk is worse, because he already got Twitter.
Right, and he already in the White House.
But it's so
you feel
gonna,
what I'm saying?
We're gonna sell it to
a
we're gonna
monopoly.
Have this, listen,
man, you took the words out of my mouth. Between the water thing, the water y'all touched on yesterday with the owning the water, and that I thought they broke up monopolies.
I'm
thought they did
my
it on
head.
Purpose.
Yeah, SMH, as the youth would say. Because listen, how are they gonna run the Republicans gonna run TikTok out of the country, but then say. Y'all can come back if you sell it to my guy.
Right, man.
Come on, man.
So we'll get into that on the other side of this break. Also, here in Milwaukee on yesterday, two kids ages 6 and 10 years old OD'd on marijuana edibles.
Wow.
This is a real problem. ODing, period. But we got to get ready to take care of some bills. And so you can always call in. We'd love to hear from you on the Truth Lines, 833-212-1017. You can stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 101.7 The Truth. We will have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth Be Told on the winning, award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
This is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Home of Blow, joined by the legendary. You might want to turn your mic on.
Oh, Midwest Mixer Doc B, baby. Now we do.
And MC.
Dame Elsie in the building.
Man, want to just let people know, if you're able, we know that the wildfire situation is nowhere near under control. And if you are able, please help people affected by the California wildfires in 2025. Donate at redcross.org/ESPN. That's redcross.org/ESPN to help Red Cross respond and help people recover. We're still seeing all the devastation that's happening with that.
Let me throw out something locally as well. If you, because it's cold. Coming off of what we just got through talking about, it's cold. Colder than the mug. If you are in need of shelter, especially from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., You can call 211 and they will direct you to several centers if you need blankets and things of that nature, different clothing. On 24th and Center, they are also helping out over there as far as giving clothes and giving supplies and gloves and mittens and things of that nature.
I need some.
So balance it out. We want to give, but we want to take care of ourselves at home as well. That's what's up.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, football fans, LA Rams played last night, and they didn't play in LA. They played in Arizona in the Cardinals stadium,
mm-hmm.
and they did a great job of recreating the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, absolutely.
They
absolutely.
Did a great job.
They still were able to kind of like feel like at home. So,
who won that game?
The Rams.
Rams.
Yeah, I just wanted y'all to say.
That's your team?
No, Minnesota. Okay. It's not my team.
Okay.
Skull.
Okay.
Let them get beat.
They got spanked.
Well, they got their skull beat.
They got skull.
Because we haters over here. We Packer backers.
That's right.
And if we can't get it, then nobody else from the NFC. Nobody else from the NFC. What is it? Central, North? We the North. NFC North.
My favorite team is Washington, so we coming to deal with Detroit.
I like Washington. I like Jaden Daniels. I like that young brother. I like how he plays. And I really enjoy watching them play. I've seen them a few times this year where I've actually sat and watched the whole Washington game. And I watched the game where he had the Hail Mary at the end.
Against Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Waving at the crowd like, we got you. Oh, shoot, the play. Yeah, that was crazy.
Doc V, are you on TikTok?
Actually, yes and no. No. But yes.
How is it yes and no?
Okay, I'm on it, but I'm not active.
You're not active. That's the answer. That's what I would say as well.
So you're inactively involved.
Yeah. Listen, I'm on it.
I'm addicted to Reels, so I run into TikTok videos all the time.
I'm on it because my youngest daughter, Cree, shout out to Cree. Mm-hmm. Hopefully she's in class. But she's a senior, so she's probably not. But you know, you become a senior, you get that senioritis, as they say. And she's got all her credits. She got a astronomical score on her ACT. Mm-hmm. She done got into every HBCU except for North Carolina A&T, but every other HBCU she done got into. So she's ready to go.
Congratulations.
She sends me, thank you, brother. She sends me TikToks all of the time. Mm-hmm. So I got TikTok.
So you can be able to keep up and follow her.
Right, yeah, when she sends me stuff, she doesn't think I'm ignoring her, so she sends me TikToks and thinks it's funny. It's usually dad jokes or something like that. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, my dad did. So it's funny.
Right.
So she sends me all of this stuff. So that's the reason why I got it. So I'm like Doc, where I'm on it, but I'm not. So it's like
You don't seek it, but
I'm not looking.
You're not rejecting.
But when somebody sends me something, I have the capability to look it up.
Absolutely. I call it just like with me again, because of the industry and the business that we're in, I have to have a lot of the different social media apps. Because people are going to ask you in the industry, from rappers to singers, are you on such and such? What's your, you get what I'm saying? So
to request
here's my
for a
handle.
Certain dance.
Here's
like,
my
I don't
handle.
Know about the hit here's, yourself in the head dance. I don't know about that.
Right, right. So, And that's why also for all of my social media handles, it's easy. It's at Homer Blow. So whether you're looking for me on Facebook, your Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, whatever it is, I'm at Homer Blow. So, but speaking of TikTok, you know, the deadline is looming to ban TikTok in the United States.
When is it, the 19th?
Yep, the 19th. So now it seems that China is trying to sell TikTok to Elon Musk.
You know what's cute about this? Before you go farther, people that aren't engaged but care about social media, that aren't engaged with government stuff. Now they care about this, I'm sure.
Right.
Because it's about to get cut off.
And the question is,
like, come on, balance out, y'all.
They're going to sell the entirety of TikTok or just the rights to TikTok?
Just the United States.
The rights to TikTok in America.
Yeah, in America.
So the reason why they don't want TikTok is because of the Chinese controlling it, right?
Absolutely.
And them getting our information. They still not going to get our information just because Elon Musk is the one he's just going to be a expressway to America. He's like the tollway. He's like the driver when you go into Chicago and you go through the tollway. He is the tollway. He is the way to Chicago. If we China, we TikTok, that's Chicago is America. We have to go on this tollway to get to America.
Right.
So Elon is basically going to get paid to say I'm going to represent y'all in America. But it's still going to be the same issues that they had before are still going to be there. So how valid were these issues to begin with, where if you just put Elon Musk at the top, now we fine with it?
Yeah, and you know, I think one of the things that that we have to think about, though, is the way that a lot of people fled from X after he brought, you know what I'm saying, after he brought it in, like, this is wild. You know what I'm saying? All like, right. We seen some stuff, but this is wild. It's so total control, man. Like I say, the monopoly is unreal. And
I'm the king of the world.
He's going to be in the White House.
Right next
so that means Trump's going to have access to TikTok. The government is going to have access to TikTok.
Absolutely.
And the thing about TikTok is
already tweeting. He was
the
already
real
tweeting.
Reason why TikTok had become gained, you know, had lost favor with the Republicans and lost favor with the White House and even Democrats at that point was because what's going on across the world is in these other countries when they have unrest and they have things like that, they use TikTok as a way. As an information sender and an information gainer, because it was unfiltered. Unfiltered. It was unfiltered, and they could put on there what they needed to put on. It wasn't Meta, where Meta was controlling your information flow on Instagram and Facebook. It was TikTok, and they could do whatever they wanted to.
Right, right.
So now they don't want it in America because of that reason alone. And now you give it to Elon. Now you got those controls over it. Now it's okay for you to come into it.
Because they do regulate what the Chinese can see on their TikTok. If you didn't know, I didn't know if the public knew that.
Oh, yeah.
Our version is not their version.
Communism, you can't see nothing. So that's
right. But I don't think everybody knows that. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
China, they don't. They don't care what it is.
It's around the world. It's not the same version.
Yeah, yeah. But I think if people haven't kind of understood that, you got to look at with China and just every social media aspect, it's always been different. Like Facebook here is not the Facebook that they have in China.
Everything is different
in China. You feel what I'm saying?
Even
absolutely.
The movies that they, when they put movies out here and then they put it out in China, they take certain scenes out and they do certain things that
they don't allow their
Chinese censors watch to get all into that. Every movie that plays over there, Chinese censors watch it, and they could be like, oh, that scene can't come in. You can't play that scene, so you have to rework. They have Marvel has not to get off subject, but Marvel has like reworked whole movies just so that they could play in China.
Absolutely.
You know, and then music, the certain music can't play in China. And then certain songs, nope, that ain't finna play over
so
here.
So can we look at that as the real reason why the United States wants to ban TikTok, because of the things that they're able to still control, even though it's in the United States.
Yeah. Listen, you don't want nobody else to have that much control over your people anyway, because when you look at TikTok, they said that if you watch TikTok for 15 minutes, Doc, you addicted.
Yes.
I'm addicted to Reels. I ain't going to front. I'm going to watch like four more. Next thing I know, it's 4 a.m. I'm like, I'm starting at 1:30. I'm all right.
It's like learning the internet. Right, like when people first learn the internet, you go on at 10, and next thing you know, it's 4 a.m. in the morning. And you're still there.
Good morning. Somebody saying good morning. I'm like,
basically told how old we are because you said learning the internet. That's how old we are. There was a time for us before the internet.
Right.
Where you had to actually look in books and encyclopedias and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And the TV went off.
Lenny Williams.
And the TV went off.
Watch television until television went off.
But listen, so when you add all of that in to the big picture of TikTok and the real reason why they are taking it away, all of that goes away now if Elon gets it. It's all of it's cool now. They basically strong-armed China and said, you're going to give us some of this TikTok money. Or, because that's how I always boil things down to the dollar. You're going to give us some of this TikTok money, or you ain't going to be able to make no money in America. So China's like, all right, fine. We'll give you 80%. We'll give you 60%. We'll give you control of all of the levers that we have that we can use in our country. You can use in yours, too. Elon is at the helm.
I think the illusion of freedom of speech.
Yeah.
That's what I think
absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely.
Mass monopoly.
Absolutely. Right. We want to hear from you. Again, we're talking about the Elon Musk situation, and he's in negotiations to buy TikTok, the America portion of TikTok. And we want to hear from you. You can call us at 833-212 1017 or stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 1017 The Truth. We will have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, MLK Day is approaching, and we are excited to partner with YMCA of Metropolitan Milwaukee and the Marcus Performing Arts Center to celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. On Monday, January 20th, our Truth team will kick off the MLK Day celebration with a broadcast of Jamming with Juice live from the YMCA's 28th annual Dr. MLK Jr. Breakfast Celebration at the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. The Marcus Performing Arts Center will continue the celebration from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. as the Tory Lowe Show and Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris will be broadcasting live from the Marcus Performing Arts Center, 41st Annual Martin Luther King Jr. Birthday Celebration. Come celebrate the legacy of Dr. King with the award-winning 1017 The Truth. All day. And that's the first day for Jamming with Juice Them. So y'all make sure y'all go support that.
You're listening to Truth Be Told on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Home of Blow. That is the legendary
Doc B, Beard Gang.
And MC.
Dame Elsie in the building.
We're going to go to the truth lines right now.
You got to get your beard, Homer.
We're talking about the Elon Musk trying to buy TikTok. They're trying to work on that before the ban kicks in on the 19th. Brian, great morning. How are you doing? You are on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. What's your comment or opinion on this topic?
Good morning. I should say good morning, legends.
Yes.
Okay. Y'all legends of the community.
Thank you.
But
thank you,
my take on the TikTok thing.
Can you turn your radio down a little bit? Can you turn your radio down a little bit? Because we're hearing a little reverb effect.
All right.
But
what about now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Elon Musk is doing this because he's got a whole boatload of robots he wants to bring out to the economy. And you guys tapped on it a little bit yourself that when people scroll, they scroll maybe 8 hours. That's the reason nobody wants to go to work anymore, because everybody's scrolling and playing and watching stuff on their phones. This is just going to show up the fact that the American public doesn't want to work anymore. So Elon Musk can bring in his robots to do jobs that Americans don't want to do anymore. This whole social media thing is what has made this whole country lazy. So
That's an interesting response. Go ahead.
TikTok and social media even more, it just sends us down the rabbit hole again. It puts more of us out of work. It makes more of us not want to work. And I have one more point to make about the fires out there in California.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys have heard of cloud seeding, right?
Mm-hmm. I have.
If they can cloud seed any other place in the country, why aren't they doing it in California?
Good question.
That's the one thing that can stop all these fires, whether it's winds, whether it's embers, or whatever it is, it's rain.
Mm-hmm.
And cloud seeding, they should be cloud seeding California. They used to do chemtrails here all the time. We had a thousand year rain a few years ago because of cloud seeding. They can stop those fires. It's just that they don't want to stop those fires. So this isn't a natural disaster. This has got nothing to do with global warming. This is a concerted effort not to help. It's a concerted effort not to help. Obviously, they don't want those people to live in California anymore, because they can easily, this could have been solved from day one with cloud seeding.
All right. Thank you very much, Brian. Thank you. Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much.
I don't know if they do cloud seeding in America. I know they do it in China and Saudi Arabia.
Right.
I don't know.
I was going to ask for a clarification on that.
Cloud seeding, I don't know if they technically do it in...
What is it?
It's not allowed to
what
be
exactly
done in America. That's when they send...
I'm going
to
pretend
they,
like I... The,
they send something...
Like the audience
yeah, to create rain. If you don't know what cloud seeding is, it's what they do in Saudi Arabia and places, deserts, and you know, and China does
to
it.
Create.
They create weather.
Mm-hmm.
And they go up they go up and they put something in the clouds that
yep.
causes...
And creates the... Yeah, the moisture, the rain.
It sends like an electrical shock through the cloud. And it's like... How can I? It's like squeezing the
yeah,
moisture
absolutely.
Out the cloud. Like, they send an electrical shock. It squeezes the moisture. The rain comes down. I don't think you could technically do that. It's not. It's against the law here. It hasn't been allowed to happen.
Right.
You now,
play,
this car is saying they could
mother,
do it.
Playing with mother's right. nature.
The, it's, so the technology is there to do it,
right.
but I don't think they can do it.
Well, you know, they like we they talk about fracking. This fork thing that they could, you know, change weathers and create
yeah.
tornadoes and all that. We're going to go back to the Truth Lines right now. Again, you are on the award-winning Truth 101.7. Al, great morning. How you doing and feeling? And what's your comment or opinion about this topic?
Yeah, Cybertruck.
Well, first thing I'm going to say, evangelist is not going to play with the power of God or anybody's God, number one. And number two, if they take TikTok, let them take it. So what? But don't keep playing with the devil and you got to keep getting your results. Remember that old wise saying, if that woman liked them lazy eyes, don't keep complaining because she's going back to her husband. She might like them concussions. So with Elon Musk trying to buy it, you're just giving the power back to the devil. And he's going to continue to keep being that square eye, inbreeding, blue eye devil. So let it go.
We addicted, though. We're addicted, Al. We're addicted to it, though.
Well, anything that's addicted, you can always find a new addiction.
Mm.
Just like a person who does drugs, when he stops them drugs, he's going to find something else to be addicted to. But just because you're addicted doesn't mean bad. It's all kind of addictions.
That's right.
It's how you use that addiction. Just like they say, well, because of TikTok, people don't want to work. No, people don't want to work because they were raised to be lazy and they don't want to eat. So those who should not, who want to eat, shall suffer and they shall rot. So that's a personal problem. That's something that has nothing to do with us.
I'm with
but
you. I'm with you on that.
Let it go. Find you a new addiction. Because if you start messing with that, you start messing with that man's wife, go find another wife to mess with. Mm-hmm. That's how the addiction works.
Thank
have
you.
Have a good morning, everybody.
You have a great morning, Al. We're going to go right back to the line before we have to end up going to our next break. Ed from Milwaukee, you are on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Great morning to you. You have a comment or opinion on this topic?
Yeah. TikTok is like any other social media platform out here. Elon Musk had Twitter to turn to X. But if you look at the content, what he puts on his platforms, from violence to sex, people killing themselves live, it's not even restricted. And this have a mental effect on our youth, especially our black youth. You show how you can use platforms to push a political agenda, show how black folks are, you know, violent. They fighting them in the club. They fighting them in the streets. You keep showing that. People keep seeing that. That's one way to show racism towards another group of people. These people are hostile. They can't see that. They're always fighting. They always on TikTok with their phone fighting and everything else, regardless of it's TikTok, Instagram.
I see him twerking in the kitchen.
Used.
You don't be twerking in the kitchen?
Right.
You ain't twerking in the kitchen?
They be doing everything.
Right.
They do everything.
Right.
Real tough.
But
real tough.
It's a way to manipulate your mind to see things. You become detoxed to it. You become uncensored to it. If
real
you see
tough.
Enough of it, you become uncensored to it.
Numb.
Absolutely.
And that's doing that to our kids. And you see our kids riding up and down the street, you know, what they call them, the Kia boys, they shout, they're doing all this weird things, and the kids think it's cool.
Right.
If you look and you want to do one thing, look at all the fights that you see on TikTok. You see how every people up there fight the same.
dress the same. They fight the same, act the same. They cuss out each other the same. Not one video shows anything different because everybody thinks that's the norm, okay, how they should act or right, should be. That's my. I'm from California too, so
okay,
I think them fires were set myself.
All right. Well, thank you very much,
Ed. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Respect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On the Truth YouTube page, Para Lloyd said, don't nobody be fighting like that on TikTok. That's Twitter, OG, laughing out loud. And Melissa, great morning. Venus Jones, great morning. And Tommy Stig, Social Club, saying, great morning. Well, good morning from North Jersey. And Dee Dee Conley, great morning to you as well.
Yeah, he was so, OG, though.
Yeah, but yeah, that, yeah, that's more Instagram. That's more
that's
Instagram.
That,
yeah, yeah, that's more Instagram
that was
than it is.
Bomb fights. We're taking it back to bomb fights.
Right, right, right. Right. But we got to get ready to take care of some more bills. Again, we are talking about the Elon Musk trying to negotiate to
it sound
buy
like you're
the
saying
USA.
Must. You sound like you're saying must, but you're saying Musk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right.
And I'm clean. I'm so fresh and so clean. But I'm just saying. So we're talking about that. And then, of course, we'll also be talking about the two kids here in Milwaukee, six and 10-year-old that OD'd on edible marijuanas, you know, marijuana edibles. So this is The Truth Be Told on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. We'll be back in just a moment.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth 101.7. We call them dookies around here. Air Force Ones, no doubt. Truth Nation, the home of Milwaukee Black Talk, is raising the bar. Tap into Truth on Monday, January 20th. A lot going on January 20th for the debut of our new shows. Get the drop on Juice every morning on Jamming with Juice with Carrie Noni and Ben from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. That's the new morning show, y'all. It's coming next week, Monday. Then from noon to 1, tune in to the debut of Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. Wallace A, Wallace A, no doubt. Jamming with Juice and Truth to Power will be bridging the gap and bringing the energy, entertainment, and their authentic truths from a millennial perspective. So you don't want to miss the highly anticipated debut of Jamming with Juice in the morning with Ben Jammin and Carrie Noni, and Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on Monday, January 20th. Oh, that's Dr. Martin Luther King Day. That's the inauguration of your boy.
That's a lot going on there.
7 a.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. The next generation has arrived.
This is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Home of Blow. That is the legendary
Doug B. Sagittarius Swagatarius, baby. I know it's Capricorn season. What it do? Don't ring that bell.
We got Ricky in the booth.
Thank you, Ricky.
Ricky.
He rang that bell.
How you feeling, man?
I'm all right. It's Tuesday. It's got like 3 more days to go.
Okay. That was energizing.
Speaking of 911 to
hey,
work.
Ricky, I feel you.
You make a TikTok video.
And MC.
MC Dave LZ. Hey, Ricky, hold up. I feel
can't
you.
Can't wait for the weekend.
Because I could not sleep last night. Let me say this before we go too far. I got a little chest cold, a little something going on. And there's so many of my brothers that are ending up in the hospital and ending up passing away and things like that of our generation, cats I came up with, that now if I get a cold, I cough too hard. I'm like, maybe I should go to the emergency room. Because I'm like, it's like
can't
PTSD.
Underestimate it.
It's PTSD. My brother Twan passed. Tumbe in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? And there's other cats I know that have had strokes and heart attacks and things like that. And it's just like, black people, we got to take care of our health. And I'm not going to say I have been on top of it but I just feel Ricky because I'm like, I didn't go to sleep last night till like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So that was another part of me being late. Don't tell Kyle.
Well, so, well, that's normal for DJs though.
Yeah, that's so, normal so for y'all.
You feel for music, me, music
so you.
But
yeah,
for me, it wasn't. It wasn't normal. But back to TikTok. Let's get back to TikTok, Doc. And what we were talking about, Homer, in the break, and I think we want to put the public in on it, is that people are saying, oh, they on TikTok and they being lazy and they don't want to go to work because they're spending time on TikTok. No, people on TikTok making money.
Yep.
And during the pandemic, we learned that you can make a lot of money. Because when they shut down everything, all the service workers was like, how am I going to get this money? And what they learned is, I can get this money on TikTok. I can make the same amount, even more, on TikTok, not paying taxes on it. I'm finna make this money. And so why would I go back? I'm snitching. Why would I go back?
Yeah, you did.
Why would I go back? Well, it's the truth. I'm giving the truth.
I know. The truth on the truth.
Why would I go back to working in somebody's kitchen or working in somebody's garage or working for someone else when I can work for myself and make more money and not have to deal with all of that mess? So then they try to blame it like, oh, people are being lazy. They don't want to work. No, people are being smarter. And they don't want to work.
And the 40.
They don't want to work for the minimum wage anymore. You have to raise that minimum wage. You're going to have to do it so that these people go back. And that's another real reason why they were trying to ban TikTok, because people was getting that money.
Mm-hmm.
And now if Elon Musk is in control of it, they're not going to get the same amount. They're not going to get the same rates that the Chinese was paying them. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, real talk. And yeah, it's a business for a lot of people, man. And one thing you have to do is try to make sure that everybody around you is happy, though, because that T word that you were talking about, there are people that will go on those same social media platforms and expose the fact that you are not paying your T's. And then before you know it, you're shut down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, because Uncle Sam gonna get
there. I don't know why.
Listen,
we're not talking about selling flash drives or anything.
Hey, now.
Uncle Sam gonna get that money.
From your words.
This is the truth. I'm gonna be honest. Uncle Sam sent me a letter and was like, "Hey, brother, we heard you working two jobs. Make sure you put that on your taxes this year, player." And so, literally, that's what the letter said. Because the letter is like,
they get it, that part.
We know you got that other gig. Make sure you put that on your
taxes.
They're
not good at the potholes and the trucks and the.
Well, that's the IRS.
Ricky, this is the time that you find the Public Enemy clip from Black Steel, where he said, I got a letter from the government
right.
the other day.
I opened and read it. It said they was suckers. That's just the song, y'all. That's not me calling the government and the IRS suckers. I would never do such a thing. Leave me alone.
Right. Because you don't want to hear them alphabets.
I love it. I love y'all. I want y'all to work. Just remember that you know, Trump didn't want to shut y'all down. I don't.
Yes, shout out to on the talk text line, Jean Nyland said, my 10-year-old is a faithful truth listener, and she has decided that Home of Blow is her new favorite. She says, you're invited to her birthday party. We hope you still do some hosting when the format changes. Thank you very much. And, of course, Dwayne Holland had said, good morning, gentlemen. Don't forget the Sagittarius rules. So, hashtag that part.
And I didn't say it.
No, he said don't forget. So we got to, you know.
And you put
so he said don't forget. There, so he understood where you were at. LT said very
guilty
few people.
Guilty by association.
LT on the talk text line said very few people were making money on TikTok. Don't make it sound like you went from Burger King to influencer overnight. Better take your to your job before you end up doing OnlyFans.
No, people don't want to work.
No, check the numbers. People ain't working. I have to disagree. Check the numbers and you'll see that. And at the time, Burger King was only giving them $8, $10 an hour. So I go on here and sell some T-shirts. And I'm not saying we all think people on social media influencers are the only ones that's making money.
I saw a dude with signs yesterday.
You doing? Yeah, if you have, he's you selling signs. You selling T-shirts. You selling hats. You selling whatever signs, it is. Whatever. You got
Big
the, on TikTok, you yep. just open the pool. If you make arts and crafts,
mm-hmm.
you know, my sister's make my sister's a she's a lawyer. She went to law school. Obviously, she runs she runs a nonprofit down in North Carolina. But on the side, she makes art. She sells art, and because of the internet, she her pool of clientele. Is much larger than it just the 30 people that you know on a mm-hmm. regular basis. So that's what TikTok does. It makes you be able to go from sitting in Milwaukee on 20th Street to now you can sell something in China.
Absolutely.
And that's your customer base
and
now.
You got to understand that this is another sad truth. Those people who are hoping that their family and friends are going to help them make their business succeed, you are sadly mistaken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
More people that don't even know you mm-hmm. will help your business bloom and prosper before your family and friends. And even though you want to believe that they're not haters,
PSA.
A lot of times they are. And they are yes. not going to help take you to the next level. They're going to mm-hmm. always be talking about, give me the free. Give me the free. Give me the free.
I remember when you used to wet the bed. Okay, that's back then.
Right.
You know what I got saying? To do with you buying my t-shirt right now?
Absolutely.
Homer Blow PSA. That was a good one right there.
Man, the, listen.
Just
man.
In the middle of that conversation that people need to know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real talk.
Support.
Real talk.
Support.
All right. We're about to go and take our next break. But don't forget, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about the two kids from Milwaukee that ended up ODing on marijuana edibles, and they were 6 years old and 10 years old. So this problem that we're having, we done seen dogs on social media mm-hmm. and got into all of this stuff. But we're talking about our youth, man, and it's happening more than what some people would realize. So we're going to get ready to take care of some bills. Remember, you can call in and share your thoughts, comments, and opinions on the Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 1017 The Truth. We will have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.